as church. This is located at 2238 Monte Vista Avenue in Oroville. We also have learned a shelter for small animals is open at the Gould County Hospital. If you do take your animals to that location, we will continue to follow.
Well, starting tomorrow, millions of Californians will be required to throw their food scraps in their organic container.
We know a lot of people have questions, and Ty Steele joins us now. Ty, we got some help today from the Sacramento County to break it all down.
Yeah, they showed us the ropes, and again, starting tomorrow, people will be asked to throw their food scraps into a yard waste cart instead of throwing it into the garbage can. So why is this happening now? Well, here's Sacramento County's Waste Management Program Manager with the answer.
We want to reduce greenhouse gases. There's methane that's released off this organic material. We want to capture that and make compost, make it beneficial. We also want to reduce that organic material from going to landfill. The landfill is a limited resource, so if we can reduce the amount of material that's going to the landfill, then we can expand the life of our landfill. And then lastly, this organic material is made into compost. That compost is nutrient-rich, and then that's being put back into the farm, especially an agricultural state like California is really important to bring these things back to the land so we can keep growing more food.
Okay, that was the why. Here's the what. Here's what you need to know about all of this. We got some help today, again, from Sacramento County Waste Management to show you what does and does not go into the organic or yard waste can.
You have leftovers. You take your food. You scrape it into the pail. All right? You take your food waste scraps. You throw it in there. Another thing to remember, stickers. It's made of plastic. Peel those off before you put your food into the pail. Rotting food, right? Your banana peel. All that material can go into the cart. Let's say you have some leftover, some food that's gone bad, right? This is some sausage here. Take it out of the plastic. This is garbage. This would just go into the pail. You could put cooked meat, raw meat, anything that goes into the pail. Once you've got all your items in the pail, if you're using a liner, you can collect it and put it into your green waste cart. If you don't line it, like I don't at home, then you just take your pail and you empty it into your green waste, now called organic cart. Then you bring it back into your home and start all over.
There you go. Don't forget the stickers, though. Sacramento County will start collecting the organic and yard trash can weekly, and if you're wondering where you can get that pail that Jennifer was throwing food scraps into, county and other government entities are offering it. You can find more information online, but keep in mind, that's just for Sacramento County. Every other county is doing things a little bit differently, so we put together a list of information for counties across our region. Again, this QR code just needs guidance about the organic food waste for the county that you live in, and we also spoke with the director of Cal Recycle. You can find an interview on that in the story as well. So what happens if you don't comply? Well, your trash company could issue a notice or fine, but that doesn't happen. Those penalties won't start until at least 2024, though.
All right. Yeah, and another reason that people put a sticker. All right, guys. Thanks.
Very annoying.
So our proposal that would let you paying yearly.
A news broadcast on the police scanner. Now there's something you don't see every day.
Pause. Button.